I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home District and Recreation District. If everyone would turn off their phones or put them on airplane mode, and we will stand for the invocation. Heavenly Father, we come to ask for guidance, wisdom, and support for as we begin this meeting. Fill us with grace as we engage in discussions, allowing us to grow closer as a group to nurture the bonds of community. Lord, guide us as we make decisions that will affect residents, staff, and family. We pray for the health and the well-being of residents and employees of this community and their family and friends, whether here or at home. We again pray for those who have lost family and friends and have had their lives disrupted in the disasters north, and we also pray for the ones still facing these to come. We ask that you will watch over and guide this nation, bless it, and bring it peace we all desire. Guide our elected officials to use wisdom in their decision making. Also protect our military and first responders. Bring them home safe and unharmed to their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray. Amen. Pledge, please. Our Father, I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My voice isn't carrying like I did a couple weeks ago, so you're not hearing all these mistakes. Is it my voice okay now? I mean, we're not getting any reverberation. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. First of all, roll call. Here.
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 And we have a quorum, so we will go with the meeting. Really no announcements from the chairman tonight. So we'll go right into the regular meeting minutes that all of you should have had. Could I have a motion for approval? For September 10th.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion? It was basically just that's what we usually have on the front page of our agenda, which doesn't change. And so it's just a matter of when we get the minutes from, do the minutes from now, we'll make that page say minutes. Anybody else?
Yeah, it should be minutes.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? They are carried and they are corrected. Treasurer's report.
All, I apologize that you don't have the loan balance statement and a balance sheet, but Bree was ill. She has conjunctivitis, and they didn't get you that. But Cherie just quickly gave you a P&L. But first off, I'll just start with our loan balance. Our three loans have a total of $509,219,000 as of today. So current year-to-date reduction over prior year is $204,000. And during the month of September, we will pay another almost $20,000. So we'll have reduced the loan by $225,000, and it'll be below $500,000. So we're doing quite well. Very, very low interest rates, too. Cash is tracking with a total of $1.299950 million in the bank, 82 in our operating, 1.132 in our our fixed rate savings, 410 in petty cash and 84 in our savings. And all this will be posted tomorrow, and anybody's welcome to copies of it. Now, I'm going to let Bree post the loan balance on the board, but I want to explain to something if anybody has a question. When you look at it, you'll see calculated loan balance for QuickBooks and then loan balance for bank statements. There's some minor differences. That's just because with Quick, and this is normal, you just true it up at the year end. It's like, basically, it's the interest, how it's being calculated. I mean, it's an immaterial amount, so don't worry about that. It's nothing. Okay. We're doing quite well for the year. If you look at your financial statement, we're going to compare actuals. This is year to date actuals. There might be a few changes if we add. No, this is year to date August. We still have one more month of the year to go before we close, but our income is up 6%, and our assessments, and that is comprises of our assessments being up almost 6%, which is a very positive thing. We're collecting more dues. Our revenue sources are up quite a bit, and that's just due to more income in the laundry, quite a bit higher in our interest income. So sales, our income is quite good. If you look at the total expenses for the year, we're at 82% of budget, which is quite good, being 11 months into the year. Our expenses are $193,000 under budget as of now, and we have one more month to go. And when we look at the bottom line, through August, we are a total of $229,636 under budget. So that means we'll probably spend, I always assume, you know, it's actually $94,000 a month if you divide what we spent last year by 12. Last month was higher than normal. We had to transfer some money from the savings into checking to cover things, but that was a $20,000 concrete and then paint on the bocce court. So we had some chunks that were a bit larger than normal. But I estimate, foreseeing no other blowing up golf carts, but that didn't cost us anything. Sheree will talk about that. we're gonna finish the year up pretty well. Last meeting, and I gave a report last meeting too, which I wasn't really supposed to, but I did it because they said you're on the schedule, so please do it. I'd asked about a capital. Our budget wish list, and I had thought we needed to vote before year end on what we wanted to spend. We don't have to do that today on our wish list. I can reserve a big chunk of money and say X is going to this, Y is going to that when we vote on it. And that's an accounting entry we'll make at year end. But we've still got plenty of, we're on track. We're just on track with everything. We have money to spend on the park, so quite good.
And also, I think it's a good idea to wait another month because we'll get more snowbirds down who want to be a part of everything we do. Plus, yeah, our numbers will be better. And I would like projects presented before the board, before we vote, so people have a couple weeks to look at them before we vote on them. So, I mean, yeah, I would like, if you have them tonight, please present them in our reports, but we will.
Everybody in the audience has this wish list, and I'm hoping the trustees, before the next meeting, will submit, or before my next treasurer's meeting should be 2 weeks into the month. It shouldn't be the first one. Then we can, and people in the audience, go ahead and put your wish list in. We'll look at it. And if you have an estimate. and give it to Cherie, and I'll compile it and come up with a giant wish list to start and prioritize again if we're missing things.
Just one comment on your wish list. Please bring us some numbers.
Yes.
Don't just say, oh, this would be nice. Would you do this for us? You know, if you want something to happen, you should have enough gumption to say, hey, I want this to happen. And I've kind of talked to a few people, and I have some of these numbers, so we have some guidelines. Okay. Now let's get back on point.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay, thank you.
Can I have motion to accept the treasurer's report?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Okay, it is carried. Thank you. And the reason we did a treasurer's report is because this workshop is when we're supposed to have it. So we just put it on schedule so we wouldn't have to miss two meetings. Okay, next one going on would be the district manager has a report on stuff she's been doing and what's coming up.
Okay, I know the bocce ball seems to be taking forever, but we do have the permits. So that's going to start next week. All the lighting in the parking lot has been replaced with the LED lighting. Let's start saving money. This is a really good thing for us. All work on the security system will begin October 1st, 2018. We're going to get new monitors in the office, in the gate house, and also in the maintenance room here. It's really not costing a lot of money. Unfortunately, the previous company, they kind of camped out here and nickel and dimed us to death, but we no longer have them. So the new company is working really well. We removed all the bushes to the left of the showers at the pool area here. It just was scruffy, overgrown. Lord only knows what was underneath all the bushes, but we got rid of it all, and we're going to put a vapor barrier so the weeds don't grow up, and we're going to put some rocks. We're going to put stone because the mulch was blowing into the pool, so it's going to be a neater, cleaner, nicer look, and hopefully we can put some nice holiday flowers in there. All the ropes and lifesavers in both pools have been replaced. We are currently researching an efficient system for the pool covers. Very expensive. One of the bids, which I'm not going to submit, I just want you guys to know what we're up against here. One of them was $10,822. The other bid was $25,186.56. So that's something I'm really going to pay attention to and do a lot of research and see what we can come up with for that. The sidewalk replacement, as y'all have noticed, is in full swing. They're on Mystic. They're going to go around that area, the orchard, and starting Monday, so be careful, the beginning in the front of the rec hall, that will be roped off. So you'll have to use the side entrance and exit, but it's going to look really nice. And then after that, we're going to put in some new flowers and things in the front, so it'll really look sharp, nice and crisp. There was a hole in the back over here by Spectrum. That's been filled in. Okay, let's get to this one here. On August 23rd, while on inspection, there was a downed tree limb on Keystone Circle. Well, I got out, and when I returned to the golf cart, there was smoke coming from behind the driver's seat. I noticed a small flame. I called Sean and told him to meet me and bring a fire extinguisher ASAP. While waiting, the golf cart was totally engulfed in flames. I did call 911. The golf cart was a total loss. I did contact the insurance company. The park has a blanket inland marina policy. This policy covers up to $15,000 in replacement costs with a $500 deductible. This will not affect our premiums for next year. I had no history of the golf cart, not even the year. The insurance company based the replacement allocation on a 2004 golf cart. We will be receiving, we did today actually, we got the check in hand. So So we did receive a check for $3,864.67, and that's after the $500 deductible. We have a credit with Golf Cart Center for the Gator that we had brought there to get repaired. Unfortunately, the whole rear end was shot, and it would have cost several thousand dollars to repair it, so we did replace that with a new one. And they're giving us a $500 credit for parts, and they're waiving the fee to diagnose it and also the pickup fee that they would have charged. So it's approximately $900 to $1,000 credit that we will be getting. And I'll explain what the purchase of the new golf cart is going to entail in a minute. So we're going to have $4,864.67 to replace the golf cart. I'll be going to their center to inspect their inventory. Anyway, I did already look online, and I came to a really good price with the guy. And the trustees have a copy of the amount. It's really virtually costing us zero to replace the golf cart. In the meantime, we've ordered small fire extinguishers for all the gators and golf carts. As soon as we replace the golf cart, I will continue replacing the signs throughout the park. Only a handful of the signs were destroyed in the fire. I kept them on the cart because I was replacing them as I went through the park and saw what needed to be replaced. So we really didn't take a big hit with the signs. Luckily, the rest are in my trunk of my car. Okay. Having said that, the city of Palm Bay had to replace some asphalt at the end of a driveway here in the park. After showing the workers some pictures of the blazing golf cart and the damage to the asphalt, they gave us some extra asphalt that they had on the back of their truck, and they delivered it. So that was pretty cool. We didn't have to pay for that. And thank you, Palm Bay, and thank you, Sal, for installing it. I guess that's how we'd put it. Uh-huh. So that super, it looks, it's a patch, but it's really good. Okay. Let me get my papers 8. Okay, I did that one. The new home on 248 Holiday Park Boulevard has been delivered. The other home will be delivered the third week of October upon approval of the newly submitted application. The new gator for the grounds department has been delivered with a canopy and windshield installed. Oh, with a canopy. The other gator is in St. Cloud now getting a canopy and a windshield installed. As soon as we get a trailer, we will pick it up ourselves. And I'm going to touch a little bit on that. I went to Affordable Trailers today, and we've been allocated $3,000 to get a new trailer, and that is going to facilitate that. We'll be able to deliver the gator or a golf cart instead of paying all of these pickup and return fees. So if we have one new trailer, a 6x12, we'll be able to pick up and deliver these things if we need any maintenance on them. They'll be roadworthy. The cost is $1,410.32. So we're saving half. We've been allowed $3,000, so we're only... The guy gave us a really super deal. It's a 2019 brand new series. So I'm very, very pleased with that. Okay. We have replaced 2 gate attendants at the guard shack. I like calling it the gate shack. They don't seem like guards to me. But anyway, one of them is Daryl Brown, and the other one is Ward Collins, and we welcome them to our Holiday Park family. I think they're going to do a super job for us. In the front of the house, we'll be replacing the small poles by the gatehouse this year, painting the building, striping and landscaping. 12. Maintenance has installed a new faucet in the kitchen. We've purchased a new water cooler in the lobby, HPPOA has purchased new dart boards. We'll be installing carpet on the backboards on top of the styrofoam. We're checking on carpeting to also carpet the sound panels as well in the card and the billiards room. The colors, to me, I don't know what you think about that mustard color, but... Okay, I've got too many papers here, folks. I apologize. Okay, I spoke to Donna Arsenault. She's the account executive for Property Solutions from Spectrum regarding the bulk cable service and right of entry agreement signed in 2013, and it's supposed to be for 10 years. Okay, what I'm asking her to research is to see if we can include internet in the agreement. It may help. I don't know if we can alter the contract, but it is a signed contract. Even though it is Spectrum now, they're still honoring the Bright House contract. So that's where we are with that. She's researching it to see, it may not be the best internet service. However, if it's free and if we can get it put into the contract, that would be great. Okay, there's I found this class online. It's called Sunshine Certificate First Amendment Foundation. It's a certifiable course, and it's available to attorneys, public officials, journalists, and managers. I will be signing up for the three certifications. The cost is $75 for all three certifications. This will include updates. I think it's going to be very advantageous to bring that knowledge into the park. There's also a seminar in Melbourne, October 3rd, Developing Emotional Intelligence. The cost of that is $99, and that is explaining all the newest techniques in different types of management. So I think that's going to be a good thing. Our next major projects, I want to sandblast and paint the gate to the pool. We're going to be replacing the bridges, renovate the library and the lobby, replace the doors in the clubhouse, the lobby, the rec hall, and the billiards entrance, and also get rid of the single door that kind of serves, it's kind of redundant because you have the double doors and then you have that single door. So we're going to get rid of that. Restripe the parking lot, replace doors. Oh, I already said that. Continue to replace and update signage throughout the park. Continue research on the acoustics in the rec room. Upgrade computer programs and computers, office, and gatehouse. Working continually with the attorney regarding the litigation with 2006 Holiday Park. I spoke to the attorney today, and what he had explained is, yeah, we can take this to task, and at some point we may have to. However, this is something that could realistically take years. So what we have to do is just continue to lean on them and make sure that they're adhering to the rules and regulations. We can still administer the fines, but I don't see that as being real effective, as she's been thumbing her nose at us. And from what I understand, when she hasn't paid into, you know, so for a while. So that's kind of a no-win situation. However, if we are forced to go into litigation is going to be a very costly endeavor. And what we'll have to do is at some point go to the judge and have him impose the sanctions on her. And she's going to have to comply by either having them fill out applications and be accepted, and the children will be removed from the household. But that's going to take quite a doing. I have a few ideas that are in the works. As far as I'm concerned, children shouldn't be living here. There's unauthorized traffic there all hours of the night. Is that a safe place for a child? That's not our decision. I think that's up to our local authorities to really take charge of that, whether it be DCF, whatever child services agency may have to get involved. We'll see how this is. If we keep seeing people sleeping in the driveway, it's not a habitual thing. However, it has happened. And I'm not here after hours. If anyone can document this, take a picture discreetly, and, you know, if we have to go that route, then we do. That's the bottom line. So I think that's about it for me.
Is there any questions from the board?
The seminar in October, is that just for you to attend, or is Bree?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. When it comes to Bright House or Spectrum, I know we always signed a 10-year contract, and I think that's what we have now.
Yes.
But during that 10 years, I know we have negotiated in the past. So it's yes, it's a signed contract, but if you want to negotiate something, they usually sat down with us and redid it and whatever. So it's not that they won't negotiate.
This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get Donna Arsenault to work with us and see if they can give us more, if we can get internet. You know, we're going to take whatever we can get. That's the bottom line. If they, you know.
And on the two guard gatekeepers, how did we advertise for them? How did they know to come in for an interview?
We put an ad in on Indeed.
In what?
Indeed, which is an employment source on the internet. And we receive the applications, and I go through them and just eliminate the ones that, you know, are not.
Who did they replace? Who left?
They left, oh my goodness, Mike. Was it Mike? Mike left and Ed.
Eddie?
Or Jim and Ed, excuse me. I'm not real familiar. These are guys. Okay, it's Jim and Ed. And they're very nice. I'm sure you guys will just really enjoy them. They're very nice guys.
Any other questions for Cherie? Thank you, Ed. She got a lot on her plate there. The only thing I would be saying with the Spectrum, there will always negotiate as long as you're going to add. If you try to take anything out and get it less.
Can I just mention one more thing?
Yes.
I did get today, because I was waiting for the insurance check to see how much money we were going to get and try to squeeze in the trailer with the payment we got for the golf cart and get maybe a lesser expensive golf cart, but that's not working. We didn't get as much money as I thought. Anyway, I would like to purchase the trailer, and I don't know if that's something the board has to vote on.
The thing is, we're getting insurance. You're trying to get everything covered under the insurance. However, the trailer's not going to be
covered.
No, the trailer won't be covered under the insurance. However, the board suggested, it was tabled, and they suggested purchasing a longer, bigger trailer, and they allowed $3,000. And then I have an invoice and a bid for a 2019 brand new 6-foot 4-inch by 12-foot trailer for $1,410.32. And we have to pick the gator up in St. Cloud. Sorry to pressure you guys. But we have to pick the gator up in St. Cloud. That's like $150 if we rented out something or had them deliver it. And we also need to transport the golf cart from Rockledge to Palm Bay. So it would be in our best interest to purchase the trailer, and they take care of the registration. In the meantime, say if we bought it tomorrow, they would put temporary plates on it, apply for the tags and registration. And I don't know how you want to deal with this. We could pay with a credit card, or we can wait until Thursday and have a check cut.
So the bottom line is the price was $1,400 and something?
$1,410.32.
Does somebody want to make a motion that we'll spend that?
I make a motion that we go ahead with the purchase, and I don't think I have to motion. Just use the credit card. You just make it easy and fast.
Okay, is there anything on the anybody from the board?
Is it working now?
I got a motion and
it's not working.
Well, you made the motion. Who made the second?
I second that.
Somebody, Barbara Whitman.
And anybody comments from the board?
Is it on now?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to buy the trailer first, right, then can't you put the other thing you're going to buy on the trailer and do it all on the same day and bring it back?
That's the point.
That's, yeah.
That's
what we're trying to do.
The truck that we bought, the F-150 Ford, has the capacity to do that. So
that's exactly the plan, like Sal. Thank you. It
yeah.
certainly
we're
is. Thank you.
We're working on it. Thank you. It's better to check up than let make a mistake. Anyway, so I have motion a second. I have no more discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, thank you. Carried.
Thank you.
Okay, let's have a motion to approve the manager's report.
I make a motion to approve the manager's report.
Second.
Oh, any discussion? We have a second already. Any discussion from the group? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carried.
Just to note that I'll request that the whole copy of your report be attached to the minutes.
Okay. Now, the next thing is old business. I haven't put anything under old business because when I checked over it, I just passed over it. The old business is the manager's 90-day approval or checkup or whatever. Anyway, I turned last week or last couple weeks ago. I sent out 8 different evaluation forms. I got 7 back. I tallied them all together. They rated from 1 to best and 4 to worst. Okay. When I tallied them all up and averaged them, she got a 1.3 overall. In other words, excellent, good to excellent through the whole thing. Now,
thank you. You guys make my job easier. Thank you so much.
Now my conundrum a little bit. If we make a motion to approve it and let her go on with the contract, or can we just do it on the grading? We're here.
Well,
we can do it.
That was a 90-day probationary period, so you can make it. We can make a motion to
carry on with the contract.
Continue with her employment.
Make it permanent.
Okay. May I can have a motion that we continue with her contract? Second.
I second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay. No more old business. I don't have. Anybody have any old business?
Anybody have any what?
New business. Anybody? Anybody new business? Yes.
The last time we had a meeting, we spoke about the sound system here. I was just shown by Bruce the equalizer. Why is that equalizer doesn't have a key for the lock?
What?
Key for
what?
There's a lock on there, and that I think that might
be
a problem of why they're having problems is everybody's playing with that.
Well, they I know they locked it last year.
It's not locked now.
Well, they unlock it when they. We do this, I think, but do they lock it during the day? I don't know.
I don't know, but you know what?
Well, it should be. I'm so sorry. It should be. We've had, and this is a good thing. We've had Don working on it,
yep.
So we've had people coming in that are good and they know what they're doing, and we're really really trying to upgrade it, use what we have, maybe replace a few components. The other alternative is to probably spend about $40,000 or $50,000, but before we do that, again, as Joanne has stressed many times, there's no sense in putting in a sophisticated sound system if it's going to, the acoustics are not going to facilitate it. So that's our dilemma right now. Should we suspend the ceiling, spend the money for that? Should we carpet the walls down to the floor? The flooring, I think everyone is in agreement, we should not touch it. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
But the ceiling, you know, if you suspend it down to where the bottom of the beams are and then you bring down the speakers, the
air vents,
the sprinklers and so forth, that may absorb a lot. So it's kind of a, what, carpet the walls, see if that works. If that doesn't, if that's not real effective, then try the suspended ceiling. Come
yeah,
on,
you,
Sal.
I heard you last
just
time.
Just a
that
second.
Volunteering?
First of all, I want to complete this. We're concerned about the lock. We can get a key and get that locked.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got off on a tangent. But that's the reason why it's not locked a lot of the times is because people are working on it.
Can we have it? Maybe would it be inconvenient to lock it
sure.
at night when we go home or whatever?
Absolutely.
And I would like to go a little bit further on that. I don't know. This is the first time I've seen it, okay? But if there are a lot of people in and out of here messing with that, why can't we have somebody, whoever comes in here, have them sign a piece of paper with their name on it? You know, in case there's problems coming up, unless they keep that locked, if they keep that locked, they're not going to have that problem. If they don't, they're still going to have that problem because people come in and mess around with it.
We can look into those. I guess what I want to do right now before you talk is the fact of, is anybody getting more new business? Because I'm, this trustees reports, I moved down to 11, I like to do that. And that isn't so much reports of what your project is. I would like that open up to trustees and people's interest of what they want to talk about because we never get to talk because of the sunshine law. So I would like that trustees' reports to be something that you want to talk about or tell people at that time. Okay. Yeah. Oh, just a second. We're in the trustee or audience reports.
What about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing.
That's short now.
Check.
Once you alter a certain percentage of your building, okay, in the Florida code and in most of the United States, then you have to bring the code up to the current code. So dropping the ceilings, putting acoustics in, doing all that, they might make you put a sprinkler system in here that costs $100,000.
Yeah. No, that's
so
right.
What you have to do is you have to have somebody look into this. It's a great idea. I would like to see that myself. But at what cost? You're grandfathered in here, okay? And grandfathered in is a really good thing because that means that you don't have to come up to the current code.
No.
If you have to come up to the current code, with wind mitigation, with this, with that, with everything, it'll cost you a fortune. It really will. It'll cost you so much money that it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah, and that's what we are going to do. We are looking at
it. We are checking that out.
And that's we're just saying it's no use putting in a new sound system without doing something like that.
Right.
And so we haven't made any choices. We are going to be looking into it. Yes, I need a name and an address.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I'd hate to tell you how many thousands of dollars we spent on the sound system in the last 15 or 20 years. We were at a memorial service the other day, and Barbara, we were sitting up there at the back room. There were zero problems with the sound system. We could hear everybody talk at the microphone. We could hear the music. Everything was wonderful. No one has a problem hearing me. The trouble is, we're a bunch of old people. Most of us have hearing aids. Hey, I don't have a hearing aid. We have two speakers in the room that are not hooked up. for whatever reason. And as far as the boxes, that was locked when it was first put in. We were talked into putting in that whole equalizer system in the brown box. As far as I'm concerned, it didn't accomplish a thing except several thousand dollars.
And people go in there and play with it. Actually, it did, because about 2 weeks ago, we held a luncheon in here, and there was a movie after it. And because of the new equalizer, and for those who attended, I Bluetoothed, no wires, nothing, the sound to that went out the speakers. And
well,
the sound was really good.
And that's really because Don Washington has been making very subtle changes. I believe he's also, didn't he buy a new amplifier when we found out one wasn't working? He's going to be back in a couple of weeks.
Good.
That's the person we're going to have to listen to. We're not spending thousands of dollars.
Because I don't think we need to spend thousands of dollars. It's still being looked at,
and we're still getting professionals in here to give you. But when Don comes back, he's got so many new ideas and inexpensive ideas and things that can be done by him and another professional. So I just have to hold on for another couple of weeks.
And like I say, with him in the park, if we do have a problem or something, maybe we have somebody that can tweak it so we have that. And like you say, keep it locked up so the professionals use it. Okay. Okay.
Are we going to discuss this next time it'll be put on the agenda or?
What's that?
This letter by.
It's the letter from Joe Gallo.
If you want to discuss it, we can talk.
Well, did you get the letter?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, are we going to discuss this or what?
We don't. When they have a complaint, we usually just send it on and respond to it. It hasn't been written on yet. I don't think we're going to be. We haven't responded on that paper yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
I know we've talked about. Sri and I have talked about it, but we need to write it on the bottom what the results were. Oh, well, that's a little much. I think we'll have something written on there. Okay. We'll address it. Basically, what we're saying, the letter of the complaint is about somebody who's applied, and we made it. Sheree came to me, and I talked about him, and he's in the park, and it's somebody on the gate. I'm not real crazy about having people on the gate or in the office that live in the park, because you get enough gossip going here to have those people, you know who came in at 2 o'clock, you know, and it isn't just that. There's other things. We will hire people in the park if we think they fit, okay, but we still will hire the best person we think. Or excuse me, not we. Sheree will hire or fire the best people we have in the park. She comes and asks me once in a while about certain things, how I feel about them, but it's still her decision to get her workers that she wants to work with because they're her crew. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, just the only thing I wanted to say about that was it was a couple of years ago, I remember we had at one of our board meetings a big discussion. Should we even consider hiring anyone who lives within the park? And that was the concern. It wasn't who. It was, should people within the park be allowed to work here? And that was a big discussion held here in this room, and everybody participated. And the ultimate decision by everyone, the people and the board, was that, yes, they could. So now if this board and these people out here want to change that, that's up to discussion again. And I think that's what the question was, not whether this person should be hired or not. Do you want to change that, which decision, which the board and the people had made at that time, to eliminate having people within the park work here? It's up for discussion, and you're right. How can you do that?
Yeah, and the rule says that she can hire them if they're the ones that fit what she wants. Okay.
And as I understood it, yes, we could, but we left it to the district manager's discretion to pick the person that best fits.
It's just that there was a time before that was decided, it had been always, when I first moved here, no one was allowed to live and work in the park. That's why that discussion a couple of years ago came up. You're all bowing your heads, nodding, yes, because it happened. And that's when it was changed. So now you can go back and change it and revert again to no, we don't prefer to have people live and work in the park.
And
that's
and
up for discussion.
Yeah, it's up for, and I don't say that I don't want people to work. I just, live in the park. But I think it's still up to Sheree who she wants, and they can be. However, there are sensitive things in different places about people in the park that sometimes you wonder. Okay. Sensitive areas.
Right, I agree. So, again, come back to the discussion. Here's the question. Do you want to have people that live within that park be able to work for the park? That's the question. That's what you answer. That's all.
I think
Well, and the thing is, I don't think we've changed it. This person just wanted to think, he thought because he worked in your party, he should have preference or something, I guess. I don't know.
I made my choice of who the current employees based on their qualifications and their fit for the position. And I think I made the right choice.
Again,
I understand, Joanne, what you're saying.
No, that's not the question. I think you made right choices, too. I think the question is, decide, does anybody have any preference? Do you think people that live within our park should be able to work within the park? That's the only question. It's not who. I don't care who. And I think, yes, the best people.
I'm sorry. I was just replying to his response.
I'm not even going by this.
Oh, because that, because
question, it's not even this. It's
yeah, because what we've heard from him, it was because he didn't get hired and he needed to work in the park. That's where he was pushing from. And I've told him that we would still hire people in the park if we feel they're the best for the position. Or not we.
Does somebody have to make a motion to leave it like it is?
No. We're just, nothing's changed.
It is what it is. You make a motion, you don't want it.
All we're going to do is respond to this.
So it's going to stay the same. People can live and work within the park. That's fine.
Just all we need to do is respond to this saying that they can be employed in the park if they meet. Okay. Anyway, any other trustee reports? Anybody wants to talk about something?
In regard to this matter of hiring, how would somebody know who lives in the park that there was a position available? Was anything posted other than on the internet at that site?
I think it's word of mouth. I think it's also looking at the website.
Which website?
Nothing's posted on a bulletin board or anything like that.
Which website are you referring to, Sheree?
Indeed.
Okay.
Can I make my announcements?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Did she say please? Okay. Please.
Don't forget the beating classes on Thursdays at 1 o'clock. On September 29th, they're having the family game night. It's $3 per person. And September 25th is the last day you can buy tickets. October 1st is the first HPPOA meeting, okay? And the ladies' lunch on October 17th at 12:30, $4 for member and $5 for non-members. So far, that's it. I'll be watching the board for next time. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Yes.
I have a question. Before Sheree even came, I was asking questions about the mowing schedule because I was told it was 7 days, so if you got mowed on Wednesday, that's first day, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they should be back. Well, I don't find that to be the case. I find at least from September 4th to September 18th was my next mowing. And I get out there and rake, and I get lots of comments from people. I have people stopping their cars and say to me, you know, these guys aren't doing the job, you know. And I said, yeah, I know, but I'm raking anyway. But I would just like to see a schedule or have an understanding of it, because what I got came from our first vice president, who was overseeing that group of workers in the interim. And he told me every 7 days. And that isn't the case, and I just don't want to get upset on the seventh day.
Yeah,
I
but wouldn't
you know,
that
if
wouldn't
it's 10 days, then you know I'll hold off for three
on
more.
I
wouldn't that, okay, we've had a lot of rain. And if it rains on that day, and we've had some pretty, every day it rains. It depends, I think, on the amount of rain. You can't mow a lawn in the rain. And we've had a lot of it. So if they're a little bit behind, I don't get upset.
And that's what throws off their schedule when they have
that
to miss half a day.
Throws the whole thing
of
off.
We've had some mechanical issues as well. Hopefully now we have the other gator coming back. We have the trailer. Lawnmowers are working. Everything's replaced. So there's no excuse unless, of course, we get, unless it's the weather. But we are totally equipped to do everything. They have everything they possibly could need. Okay, this week is that's it. I have a guy coming in Thursday morning to fix their golf cart. So they have the two gators, the golf cart, the pickup truck, three trailers. They're good to go.
So you're saying 7 day schedule would be
I thought
possible
it was
or not?
I believe it is, yeah.
I thought it was a 6 day schedule he had. When everything went right.
I believe it's 7.
When
is it okay?
Rain.
Because it's 5, and then you have the Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And anyway, so, yeah, but they do have a schedule of when they mow what, as long as everything's perfect.
Right.
Okay. So, if you, Jack, if you wanted to stop in the office, they, or you should have one in this book, too. Okay. Okay. Anybody else on the trustees? Now, I expect next time when I see trustees' reports that people will have some wish list stuff so we can start using some of this money. Not, I don't want to use it. I just, I want us to have a nice park for us and not a bunch of money in the account so our grandchildren can have a nice park. Okay.
Okay, I get to be first then, Keith, because I already gave a mine. I would like a walkway across the parking lot, across that ditch.
Okay. There you go. Does she have a report with costs?
Yes.
Okay, but yeah. Anyway, so please, we do have some money, and we want to make the park look good. My biggest project isn't on the wish list. Mine is to get that 45-degree electrical pole from going over the street. That's mine. Just think of what the beautiful sky would look like if we didn't have a 45-degree pole, cement post.
I just want to make one comment, even though I didn't sensationalize it, but the next projects that I really would like to see happen, they're not cheap. I'm just saying, the replace the bridges, that's not just around that big pond. That goes for the parking lot as well. The library and lobby renovations, that's going to be a biggie. The doors in the clubhouse lobby, rec hall, and billiards entrance, we're talking about $40,000 right there, okay? Restriping, that's not a biggie. The acoustic room, upgrading the computers, those are going to be some pretty hefty line items. So I need to get the three bids in, so that's,
yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I don't expect us to get all of our wish lists. We don't have that much, but I would like to get these things on the going. And we get so much grief from the snowbirds, we just want to have them here too.
Terrible.
Anyway, okay. I know. Public comment. It's on.
How about now? Is it on? Okay.
Jeez.
All right. We have sidewalks.
Name.
Sal Kersey, 1107 Keystone Court, Holiday Park, Recreational District, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. Now we have some sidewalks going in. So far as I could see, they're not doing a bad job. This is what I can tell you about Holiday Park, and I haven't been here nearly as long as some of you people.
Wow.
Cut out again. Water goes downhill. Want to know if it's level? Water goes downhill. The sidewalks that are putting in should have 1 inch of pitch from the road to the other side of the sidewalk. Very simple. What you have to do is to you take a 1 inch piece of wood and you put it on the left side of the level, and when it's level, you have 1 inch of pitch. Now, I'm not saying they're not troweling it nice, but you have some places that have 2 inches, 3 inches of pitch. And every time that we do something here, and you know that there's places in Holiday Park that the water just lays in the road, why they were paid before they opened up a fire hydrant and saw where the water ran was beyond me. Because before I would pay a contractor in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, I would have opened up the water and see where the water runs. Water is the best leveler in the world, okay? So now we have sidewalks going in. I can see what they're doing. They look good, but they're a little bit pitched too much. And just in the case of what you see right there, in the back room, the pool hall, the acoustics, the insulation, the air conditioning units and all, I helped a little bit with that, okay? But there was never an overseer. So when you spend money in Holiday Park, which is all of our money, okay, why don't you appoint somebody to kind of oversee it and not really oversee it, just converse with the contractor and say, well, why are you doing it this way? And what about this and what about that? Now, again, as you know, I've been doing this for 50 years, okay? I know a little bit about it, okay? I would give a suggestion. I would say, well, I think that's a little bit too much pitch. What do you think, Mr. Contractor, sir? Okay? The last time that we got involved, it took them 6 months to do the bathroom, okay? I got up, and it's on record, and saying that you gave him too much money in advance. You never let a general contractor get ahead of you. You always stay ahead of the general contractor because then he has you, you don't have him, okay? So this last guy that we had, you know and I know that he raped us, okay? He did a terrible job. He subcontracted everything. He was never here. His name was Gabe. He was terrible, okay? How we got him? I don't know, through Jody or whatever, he was terrible, okay? But, you know, they've got a few more sidewalks to do. It's not that they don't look good, it's that there's too much pitch on them, in my opinion. And that's what I did for a living for many, many, many years. You know, my father before me, okay? That's what Italians do. If you want to stop an Italian wedding, all you got to do is say, the concrete truck is here, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Can I say something here?
Well, yeah. No. You don't ask.
Me?
You don't ask Sal's permission. You ask mine.
No, I want to say something to Sal. No. You know what would be really nice? I mean, the past is the past, and there was a period with no DM. We have a DM, and it's Sherry. Why don't you just knock on the door and say, hey, Sherry, let's hop in the golf cart and go talk to this contractor. Let me ask him some questions.
Or just leave him a
Wouldn't
note.
Wouldn't that help?
A note. Okay. Hey, Sherry wanted to answer. Sherry, could you answer, please?
Good answer.
Thanks, Al. But no, I welcome any constructive criticism, any input. I totally respect everybody's past and what they've done, construction or otherwise. I've worked with this crew for over 25 years. Okay, you might have 15 years more on me in the construction business. I've got pictures to prove it, that I was out there doing cement work myself. You want to see them? Right after this meeting, come in my office. I've got my muck boots on, and I've got the concrete hose in my hand. So I know what I'm doing, all right?
Okay.
But if you want to help me, I welcome it any day.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
Thank you.
Come on in the office,
Bruce.
And we'll take care of it. They'll be pouring
okay,
again Monday.
Okay, 3 minutes are up. Bruce.
Bruce Crabb for 42 Holiday Park. First of all, Sheree is an excellent driver in the golf cart. I've been with her. As far as the lawn crew, for 23 years now, I've heard this about the lawns in the summer. We have the same problem every summer. When it rains, the lawns don't get cut, or they make big gobs on the thing because the grass is wet. Keith and I discussed it at the budget committee 6-7 years ago. Anyways, as far as the letter we got from a person in the park, Sheree is the manager. She hires people. She decided not to hire him. The secretary should just write a letter and say it is the manager's job to hire and fire. That's simple.
All we'll do is put it on the bottom of that
right
paper.
Just it's that simple. She hires and fires. That's her job. Lastly, I sent a letter to the board this week asking for an increase in salary for our manager. She has completed her 90-day probation period. She is now going to be permanent manager of our park. I think that we should give her an increase in salary, commencement with her position. I think if anybody that's dealt with her has had a very favorable report, and from what you said, the trustees gave her a better than average, better than top. I would like the board at this time to make a motion to increase his salary by $10,000.
And my only comment on that is when we base the salary, I myself specifically brought up the fact of what we're going to offer to begin with. And we said that we should we offer what we're going to pay her for the year, but not her, the manager for the year, or are we going to make a bonus after 90 days? And they said, let's offer what we're going to pay her. And I said, then we're not giving a bonus after 90 days. But because it does one thing, it gives them more money up front, you get better quality up front. And so what we were paying, I was hoping we would get a 1.5 or better. And that would be my comment on that. But anybody on the board is welcome to make their suggestion.
I remember the subject came up. Do we give an automatic raise at 3 months? And we all said, no, let's start her at this. And it's not common. It's common to give 90-day reviews, and that's to see if the person is competent and they're good and they stay. And we gave her more than we originally from the beginning in the 90-day review, which I don't know that if we did with Jody would have been, yes, she's doing her job, keep her. That's how I understood it when we made the decision on the salary. I think she's fabulous. It's the best thing we ever did.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, 30.
Yeah. And like we at the end of the year, we can, you know, have, but yeah, she is fabulous. She's done a great job. This has nothing to do with her competency. But it'll be at 3 months or 9 months from now. Because that's when her contract started. Year from when she signed. Okay.
And Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. In the past, on completion of your 90-day probation, we have given managers an increase in their salary. Her salary at this point does not even match the salary of the person that was stealing all the money from us.
And that's why we basically said we weren't going to do it this time, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not.
Okay. Do I have nobody that wants to make a motion or make any different comments? Okay. Any public comments? Okay, thank you. Trustee comments? Just a comment. We'll start over, Barb. Anything? You've done your stuff. Jack, any comment?
Thanks for coming.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for coming and showing an interest. Please keep coming and do that. Could I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
A second?
Can I just say one thing on my behalf? I just want to let you all know that I enjoy working here. Everybody's great. You're always going to get a handful of people that are, nothing will make them happy, okay? But for the most part, you all are just awesome. I would just like the board especially to go and do a little research as to what the other managers are making for the size of this community and for their positions. That's all I have to say, especially our sister property on the West Coast. Just do a little bit of research, and that'll kind of give you an idea of what DMs are making, managers for HOAs, etc. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have a first and a second.
Yes, yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Meeting adjourned.